Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more, well, clarity. You know, that feeling when you're laser-focused, confident, and basically rocking it. That's what we're all about here on Clarity First. And today, we're diving deep into something seriously powerful, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in a whirlwind of feelings, bouncing from one extreme to another? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for Zen masters. It's a skill set you can cultivate, like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument. And trust me, it's worth every bit of effort. So, what are we talking about exactly? Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is basically your ability to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognize and respond effectively to the emotions of others. Think of it like this. High EQ means being a master conductor of your emotional orchestra. You know how to bring out the best in each instrument, your joy, your anger, your sadness, even your frustration, and create a beautiful symphony instead of a chaotic cacophony. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your EQ muscle. First up, self-awareness. This is about tuning into your own emotions like a finely tuned instrument. What makes you tick? What sets you off? What brings you joy? Really pay attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors. Journaling can be a game changer here. Get those feelings out of your head and onto paper. Next, self-regulation. This is where the magic happens. Once you know your emotional triggers, you can start to manage them. Imagine that anger flare up like a campfire. Instead of letting it burn out of control, learn to build a controlled fire, channeling that energy into something constructive. Deep breaths, mindful movement, and even a good dose of humor can be your emotional firefighters. Thirdly, motivation. This is about staying driven by your values and goals, even when things get tough. Think of it like climbing a mountain. There will be moments when you want to turn back, but remember why you started this journey in the first place. Visualize the summit, keep your eyes on the prize, and find that inner fire to push forward. Now, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective, even if it's different from your own. Really listen to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Ask questions to clarify, show genuine interest, and try to see the world through their eyes. And finally, social skills. This is about communicating effectively, building strong relationships, and navigating social situations with grace. Think of it like a dance. It takes practice, coordination, and a willingness to adapt. Be present in conversations, be authentically yourself, and don't be afraid to show your vulnerability. Ever had that moment where you're feeling super stressed out about a project deadline? You know, the kind of pressure that makes your stomach churn and your mind race like a caffeinated cheetah. Well, picture this. Instead of letting that stress spiral into a full-blown meltdown, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that you've got this. You break down the project into smaller, manageable tasks, prioritize your to-dos, and set realistic goals for yourself. You even schedule some time for a quick walk or a laugh with a friend. Just enough to recharge your emotional batteries. And guess what? That moment of self-awareness, that conscious choice to regulate your emotions, sets the tone for the entire day. You feel calmer, more focused, and way more capable of tackling whatever comes your way. That's the power of emotional intelligence at play, turning stress into opportunity, fear into courage, and chaos into clarity. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your EQ muscle today. Take a moment to reflect on your emotions, practice self-regulation techniques, cultivate empathy, and hone your social skills. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't just about feeling good, it's about living a more fulfilling and impactful life. And as always, keep seeking clarity, friends. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.